All right, you guys, what we learned this week, besides the fact that French Reggie is got shot and he lied.
I don't know why y'all think I lie.
Well, I saw the no scar you tried to show me. That's why.
Olivero does a lot of great things.
Oh, why did you just say the dog licked it, bro, or something else?
No, the dog didn't lick that one.
So you're telling me that the aloe vera that your mom put over the alcohol, or no, the alcohol, which went first?
We washed it first with the alcohol.
Okay, so first with alcohol.
This right here was almost 20 years ago.
Right.
And you can still see it, right?
Very much
That's
so.
That's a stab wound, right? No, I thought you like it was like a, like I said, it's like a skin, like it was like a.
Wait, hold up. I was 9 when these happened.
Yeah.
Haitians heal different.
Okay.
I got to admit, like I said, I had like, well, that was the one the dog licked. Like I had a whole surgery scar on my knee. You don't see it no more. The only thing you see is the beginning.
But you said the dog licked it.
Only because you're black and it just scars is just a little different.
When I was in a womb, my fingers separated, so there's not webs between them. Right. You see that? But you can still see the webbing at the bottom. So that's proof.
I have that too.
Yeah, but you don't have a bullet hole.
The bullet never went inside of me, bro.
He said it was.
It looked like I just like I put like imagine like if I took a hot iron and I just like this to it.
Like you do what?
So that doesn't that would how I could never. So listen, I've been burned, and these are burns actually from when I was fucking around. No, here they go. When I was fucking around in the broiler when I was a little kid trying to make fucking toast and grill shit down there, and the shit was hot and. If you don't know about the broiler back in the day, that was underneath the stove and it was where the flames that came out that made the oven hot.
Right.
That's where you would put some shit. And all of that shit when there was hot. And I would get burnt all the time.
Oh, good.
And I still got those scars, bro.
Okay. I can't tell you about my own skin, but I'm just telling you.
Oh, you heal differently. That's fine.
I'm not saying I heal
because I see these other scars you got on your knuckles and all that other shit. Maybe those are fresh.
I told you I had a full surgery scar right here.
But I can see those. I can see on the maybe you know what? Your hands are lighter than the rest of your body, so maybe that's the problem. Maybe on the dark parts you just can't see it. Maybe it's like a tattoo.
Told you you got Mongolian. All right, so what we also learned was you get an STD for sitting on the motherfucking toilet.
STI.
STI.
Trichomonas to be.
STI, STP.
Yeah, I didn't even know there was STP. That's what I learned.
That's an oil company.
Yeah, you sexually transmit a parasite to a bitch.
What is that? What is it called? Do they have any names for it?
Maggot dick.
Yeah, like for real. Like
your shit busts open and maggots start coming out like on Jeepers Creepers.
Like a Frankfurter.
Jeepers Creepers.
Today is like, I mean, I think this is the worst time to be fucking single. I don't know.
No, this is not the worst time to be single.
It's the best time to be single. Bitch need dick during COVID-19. Like, they fucking been locked down.
Why would you think it was the best time? So, first off,
I just want to let Smooth know this is the free version.
There's a high probability, higher than probably, I think, any time in my lifetime, that you come across a woman that wasn't always a woman. I think that's probably the highest.
But that's not because of COVID.
No, I'm not talking about COVID.
COVID ain't turning niggas into bitches.
COVID is not my deal. I'm just saying it's just the worst time to date, period.
Oh.
No, not because of COVID. You're right. Saying. Just in 2020 is the worst time to fucking in my lifetime.
Are you shaming?
Yeah, Mac, I got a better chance on motherfucker being in a plane accident than run across one of them goddamn.
I doubt that.
What?
It depends on what circle you hang out on.
First of all, you live in Atlanta, first of all. Second of all, you live in Atlanta in 2020.
I got a better chance of being scraped by a bullet.
Surgeries are very good.
Than to run to one of them.
I think you would be okay with it, man. If you found out later and you were already in love, I think you'd be okay with it.
So, Trichomonas...
Is a parasite?
Is a parasite.
A little moving thing.
So although the symptoms of the disease may vary, most people who have the parasite cannot tell they are infected.
You said it was dirt. And here we are. It's a living animal. Didn't Smooth say he had trichomonas before?
He did.
You had a parasite, nigga?
So the majority of the parasitic sexually transmitted disease. And
you never said you had trichomonas?
You did. You said called it. Yes, you did. You said that because you were talking about dirty dick.
It's 600 some episodes. Just say
you were talking about dirty dick in the bitches, and you were talking about fucking one bitch to the next and not washing your dick. And you said that if you gave a bitch a little trichomonas.
Nope,
I didn't say that.
Find the show, y'all niggas.
It's okay, nigga. If you didn't, you didn't. We're not gonna look for the show.
Protozoans.
Niggas be lying.
Nematodes, and those are arthropod illnesses.
Oh, I get it. We should ask them on the premium show.
Oh yeah, right. Oh, this is we already told him this was free, so never mind.
He got a smile on his face.
These niggas be lying on me, baby. These niggas be lying on me.
It's for the show. It's just the character. My character got diseases, baby.
My character got trichomonas. That's some bullshit.
Y'all niggas on this bullshit. Nigga, don't fuck my character up, nigga.
That's just my character.
My character ain't infected.
My
nigga,
character period. Just a dirty dick nigga.
Nigga, period.
He just a dirty dick.
No, he ain't.
And grimy nigga.
No, he ain't.
That's just my character on the show, though, baby.
Don't listen to that shit.
Who?
Tricky dick. Yeah, yeah,
maybe they call that. That's why they called Nixon that shit. He had tricky moments.
I see you with the bracelets.
Oh shit!
He did.
Oh shit! Smooth got the double up.
Yeah, and he got some. Hey, what's that gold in there?
Inspiration.
Is that a gold medallion in the middle?
This look like a silver.
That look like some shit that I want the knife.
What's that Tiffany shit where you add on the different places you've been and shit?
I like that, Smooth.
No. What is it called? The
Journey?
No. Yeah.
Pandora bracelet.
The Pandora bracelet.
Pandora. Oh, wait a minute. Whoa. That shit's stretched. That ain't no real bracelet. If you don't have a clasp on your bracelet, you might be gay.
or it's supposed
I ain't
to
say that. It,
not, if you, said,
no, that's not gay. That. I'm not giving you that.
If you stretch to take your bracelet off, nigga, you might be gay.
I think having an anklet is gay.
What if you have to tie it?
That's kind of gay.
What if you're gay?
That's the number one bracelet in the world.
What if you
the
wear
number one bracelet?
Yeah, that's the first way you make a bracelet is you tie it.
What if you wear a male rubber band? What if you were a male with a toe ring?
No.
Is that real? Males with toe rings?
Sure, that's very earthy.
Sure. Some dudes got that.
That's probably earthy.
I know dudes are now rocking anklets. I know that's a thing now.
I used to think until very recently that if you got a tattoo below your waist, you were gay.
What about behind your ear?
Gay. Unless you got face tattoos too.
Yeah, why would you want that? Man.
I've seen a nigga with the stars and the shit shit behind their fucking ear. You know
that's
what I mean?
That's not gang shit?
Nah,
Eastern nigga. Promises?
Nah, nigga.
Oh, that's just your elbows and your shoulder pads?
Nah, nigga. I don't know what gang. I mean, it could be because, you know, there's gay gangs.
No, they're not. What's the name of a gay gang?
What do they do?
Fuck out of here.
They shoot
man.
Other gay gang members? Like, what is it?
Do you think that a gay gang would only assault other gays? You don't think that they'd want to take it to the fucking straight people too and be like, fuck you, I ain't no punk.
So why didn't they just join the other gangs? Why they have to make a specific gang? For gays.
So nobody gets jumped in that gay.
Nah, you gotta get fucked in.
Straight up orgy.
Jump in is the lesser one. There's no gay gang, man. You can stop
looking
like
gay civil rights groups to fight the liberation of the LGBTQ community, or like a real gang, like they fuck bloods and fuck crips type of gang, but it's just a bunch of gay niggas. Like, is it a bunch of Omars? From The Wire type of gang, niggas?
That'd be a hard-ass gang.
No, because Omar, but again, I never seen no gang member, like, not a gang leader. This nigga out here cupcaking with his fucking
Omar
boo
kill
boy.
Niggas in plain sight.
Right.
So, midday.
This is a book. So that maybe that's fiction.
It's a book.
Yeah, it was a book about a gay gang. Remember?
Did you read that book?
No, it said it's called the...
No, nigga, where'd
you
get this?
That? So
I just Googled it. It said gay gangs.
You read a homosexual novel, nigga?
The gangs, all queer. The lives of gay gang members.
My nigga, you
read... Okay, so it's dudes that were in gang that just so happened to be gay.
Ah, so they were okay. Crips. They were
the
high.
First inside look at gay gang members. Many believe that gangs are made up of violent thugs who are in and out of jail, who are... hypermasculine and heterosexual. Well, they didn't... You know, let me finish.
And heterosexual.
Hypermasculine. And heterosexual. I don't know if you... Can you be hypermasculine and gay?
Yes.
Okay.
Hypermasculine just means you overdo masculine.
So that means you're just taking the booty, huh?
No, like you act like a real rough person.
Which is a dude that's trying to hide
but
the
really,
fact that he's gay would really act like that.
All you're doing is just overdoing it so when you get home, you're going to turn into a little buttercup.
American Beauty, the next door neighbor.
Yeah.
That was like all into the military and all of that shit. It was, you know, on his son and... Boo, why are you shaking your head? No one is even talking about you, bro.
I saw behind his throat.
He was already doing that.
Are you hyper masculine?
I was hitching a ride, nigga.
Are you hyper masculine, Jason?
I was hitching a ride. He always talking that shit like, no, fuck that shit. If my son gay, I kill him. If I don't fuck with him.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's exactly how he was to his son.
Yep. See? It writes itself, my nigga. I don't come up with this shit.
My son won't be.
I know he won't because you throw him in the trash.
Yeah.
My son ain't gay, though.
Dad, I'm grown, though. He likes, fuck it, nigga. Get in the trash.
Mm.
You said you would disown him.
I would.
I know, but that's like right. the
exactly.
That was like the dude
hyper masculine.
Yeah, that. That
Over, he's overdoing this shit.
What was the other last part of it? Hyper masculine and what else?
Heterosexual. Wear red hats.
Heterosexual.
And wear red hats.
Yeah, heterosexual.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's a true Republican hat, Jay Smooth.
Is it?
Most Republicans wear that hat.
It's a fishing hat. Shut up.
I learned that Prince Reggie can't rap.
You already knew that.
No. I you're right. I knew that you were, but I didn't know that you were willing
to
tell,
published.
Right. I didn't know you were willing to share it with the world rapper. How bad you were.
I don't care, bro.
But you know, you do know that
because he did it on the show. But,
no, but that's not, but that's not for YouTube. Like,
but
like,
you, we didn't know that he did some shit.
Had records out.
Years prior to this shit. We thinking it was just some shit. You know, for the show. But this nigga been doing shit like
10 years, 48 views. How many views is that a year?
2.5 a month.
Yeah, one of them hit 100.
2.5 a month.
No, that's not 2.5 a month, man. They stay in remedial lane, bro. That's not. He said 48 over 4 years.
10 years.
Because
it was 10 years ago this video was posted.
So that's 4.8 a year.
God damn, Friends Red, you suck.
So that's
that.
Like one every three months.
Nigga, you weren't even making hits like that.
Yeah, I wasn't drinking.
I learned
hits.
That Friends Reggie will drink right directly behind another man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and don't give a fuck. Haitians don't give a fuck.
He was hella thirsty.
And I learned that Jamie Mac has no morals. He allowed him to. He's like, fuck that shit.
French, you nigga. I was like, the nigga.
That shit really don't bother me that much.
The way he was like, and then point like I needed that.
He was fiending one.
Right. Yeah, I was like, nigga,
that
huh?
Thirsty, bro.
What do you want? And then that's why I looked at Beato. I was like, okay, my nigga.
Hey,
hey,
that damn gargle, that whatever the fuck going on in his throat.
That's,
it was
that's
just,
what I was looking out for the show. I
that
thought
shit
that
was
he was
sucking all the liquids out of his body.
I wasn't like, okay, I just tucked that shit away. You know, like, I didn't want
to
discuss it.
I thought his little throat gnome was about to fucking throw up in his throat and shit. He needed something to drink. I learned that again, I didn't get to the point about you being shot. That's what I learned. Mm-hmm. This is the first time I learned that you was shot.
I had talked about this on the show
please
before.
Please not talk about this shot again. I had talked about this on the show before.
But you could say it might have been debris from something else being shot too, right?
You can say that, like a ricochet?
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, not a ricochet of a bullet, but like, you know, it just hit hit debris and the debris hit you. Because, again, all you got was, like, I was in a car accident. The fucking
windshield
airbag. No, the airbag opened up, burnt the shit out of my hand. I didn't get shot.
Mm-hmm. Hey, wait a minute. Have y'all ever heard of friendly fire?
Yeah.
Yeah, military cops.
Not military. Yeah. Okay, so rabbit hole, but Jay Smooth, you're the only one. Yeah, you're the only one. So when you're doing your devil's threesomes, have you ever experienced any friendly fire?
No.
Like the nut gets on his dick? No.
What the fuck is that? That's a genre, nigga.
Oh. Well, really?
Yeah, that's a genre, dude. Friendly fire is a genre.
So, books or music?
You said genre?
I'm fucking lost.
Be honest, can you?
Because you went from devil's threesome to genre.
So what kind of genre would a devil's threesome be?
Porn.
Okay.
Okay, my bad. I was kind of lost.
You just said a book? Music?
You was going to look up. Porn, I think categories. I don't think genre.
Oh, sorry,
that's why.
Category. That's a category, my nigga. Friendly fire is like a staple.
What does it do? Is it?
It's just motherfuckers accidentally getting
like you having a devil's threesome with somebody, and you jacking off on one side of the bitch head, and the other nigga jacking off the other side of the bitch head,
and
the
shit shoot over that nigga,
and
shoot
niggas
over
want
here.
That, or it just
I don't know.
It's a category that means people are looking forward to it.
I don't know. I didn't realize it was a thing. That's
how'd you,
why.
How'd you find this out?
Rabbit hole, my nigga. Just, you know what I'm saying? You end up somewhere.
You keep going to page 87.
But see, I didn't get through the whole video. When I said friendly, I'm like, friendly fire. And as soon as I knew exactly, I figured there was something very weird. And as soon as I saw it, yeah, this is very weird. And that was it. I didn't admire the nigga that got skeeted on.
But I was watching it. So I was watching a gangbang the other day, right? And the nigga was on the bottom.
This was in a gangbang. It was like four dudes.
And so she was riding, dude. And then the other nigga came from the front and was like standing straddled over top of the other nigga. And I was like,
and like his balls was
no, this nigga standing over top of this nigga, right? And the thing about it is she's sloppy with the head.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, bitch, you you dropping shit from this nigga shit onto this other nigga. I know you are because I've been watching you give head. And I'm like, and this nigga down there. How are you? This you earning your money today, my nigga?
Well, no. Here's the thing, though. See, and that's why I asked Smooth, had it ever happened? Because you know, a lot of times when we watch movies or we watch things, we only see one side of it.
Right.
But there's a dirty side, or there's an underbelly to everything, right? There's no way Smooth did not exchange fluids with a nigga in some way doing a devil's threesome.
No, because again...
That was Raw?
So
that's an important question, Smooth.
Because if they're a Raw, then
that's definitely changed.
There's no way.
Pee hole juice went in both pee holes.
Even with a condom, nigga.
He still has to answer that question, by the way.
There's the ugly underbelly of all this stuff. You cannot get away with getting semen on you.
You caught some of that nigga's foam, right?
Just like that dude who was down getting his dick rolled, right? There's no way some saliva didn't hit him.
No, he got fucking dripped off.
And how did he act?
Jason Boo act like he grossed out.
Yeah, he's
grossed out. How did he act, that dude? He just kept fucking.
He just kept going.
Yo, that money has to be good.
That's what I'm saying. He earned his money. Friendly fire,
Smooth is out. He doesn't want to talk about this anymore.
Yeah.
He's uncomfortable. Almost as uncomfortable that time. He said something about getting molested.
Yeah, but bro, that shit got real uncomfortable, right? Yeah. Real uncomfortable. And when he starts talking about that, we bring up fucking the Boy Scouts. He's like,
he's like,
they're not known for that.
We above, not we below.
They're not really known for that. Nigga, that's what they're known for.
They almost closed them a couple of times.
Right. You think of Boy Scouts, you think of boys' booties.
When the motherfuckers, girls try to be Boy Scouts, too, remember that shit? They're like, well, you know you got to get molested. And the girl's like, nah, never mind. We'll stay with these motherfucking cookies.
Yeah. Right. Girl Scouts, cookies. That's the first thing you think of.
Boy Scouts, booties.
That's why they in bankruptcy right now.
I'm just saying, right? They don't Romans, man. Ain't nobody sending their kids to get touched on no more.
Nobody.
Like you didn't know. Like, you just thought they was learning some good shit in life.
Put on
like,
some cute socks.
Right. Like, you know what I mean? You fucking get some structure. You gonna get some badges.
Wait a minute.
Nigga don't even know what he earned. What else was you in there for? You was getting touched on. If you wasn't learning nothing, you was learning something.
French Reggie, the only good thing came out of the Boy Scouts was your choice of shorts. Because you definitely got the Boy Scout look going on.
Right. Like you, or a fucking postal worker. So maybe that's it. Like, you know, with the defunding.
I got some killer thighs.
With the defunding of the postal, did you apply there too?
A lot of uniforms.
No, I didn't apply there.
Man, come on. That's a federal job.
No, you can do that fire sale on those shorts, nigga. They're going to have to get rid of all those shorts. What are they going to do with all those shorts if anybody wearing them to work?
Nigga, people used to have a fire sales on those old trucks? And people used to buy those?
I don't know about that. Maybe.
Yeah, in Southern California, niggas used to ride around like you own an old postal truck that they hadn't painted like a different color, but it was still, you knew it used to be a postal truck.
All right, we'll catch y'all next week.